Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. I hope you're having a great start to your week. Well, in this week's segment, we're going to be talking about organizing your business for fourth quarter success with Vivian Joy, because we are in the fourth quarter. And of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, app suggestion, repurpose suggestion, and book suggestion for the week. And my question to you for the week is, do you have a business or are you thinking of starting one? And then I also just want to share some of your comments to a previous question, which was, name one change that occurs regularly that you dread. And of course, Beth Macy on Twitter said, no jacket to a jacket. Fall weather, car keys, wallets are always lost in some pocket jacket. And the Organized Soprano from Twitter also said, no coats to coats. So a lot of you, it's like going from no outerwear, outer coats and scarves and jackets and boots to those items. And before I share with you my interview and our wonderful guest bio, I just wanted to share some small business owner statistics with you. They say about 73% of business owners are identified as male, about 25% is female. Now the age range, and I want you to listen closely because I want you to get encouraged and inspired and understand no matter how young and no matter how old you are, you can start a business. 50 to 59 years old is about 35%. 40 to 49 is about 25%. 60 to 69 is about 18%. 30 to 39 is about 14%. 18 to 29 is about 4%. And 70 years of age and over is 4%. Well, our wonderful guest today is a provocative transformation coach and business mentor, and she's an NLP master trainer. Vivian leads empowerment and personal development events, UK speaker summits, group coaching programs, and vital support for business women globally. Author and creator of the self-coaching toolkit book, The Mindset for Business. She's a motivational educational speaker on an absolute mission to help business women enjoy their life and business through the She Enjoys Business movement. So sit back, get your pen, get your pencil, tell your girlfriends. And now I'm going to be sharing my interview with Vivian Joy. Well, listeners, I'm excited because we are beginning the fourth quarter, and a lot of you out there own businesses, and I know that you are at a place where maybe you've decided something you wanted to do in the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. Well, you know what? The fourth quarter, you can still get it done, and I'm excited because I have a business coach, Vivian Joy, joining us for our podcast today. So thank you, Vivian, for joining us.
Thank you very much, Janet, for inviting me. You know, if you're not enjoying life and you're not enjoying the next quarter, then there's no point really.
So before we get into some strategies, Vivian, what made you decide to become like a coach and really help people with their businesses?
Well, it started 20 years ago. I know I only sound like I'm 20, but I'm actually 46. And I used to run a recruitment agency. And so I used to go into companies to help them recruit. And they never knew the structure of their organization, what they wanted, who they wanted, what their ethos was, where they were going. So I found I was business coaching anyway. So I thought I may as well qualify. I may as well go down the lines of being an NLP master and trainer to give the skills to the people we helped recruit. And also, I just love it. I've always been able to just see where the gaps are, see where the opportunities are and the possibilities. So I do that now for predominantly business women, actually, although I do coach men through lots of group programs, really intensive transformational mindset for business, and also the skills they need for sales, marketing, strategy, all the things, the foundations you need for a business that most women don't seem to put in. They just go with their passion and their heart, kind of get into it, and then they realize they don't have the skills they need, and they start to feel like they're failing. So I want to make sure they don't go down that route so that they have success they need.
So Vivian, what are some things, like, and you started kind of talking a little bit about it, but what are some things that businesses we do, and we may, it may become habit, but really it is hindering our growth?
Well, interestingly enough, what they tend to do more than anything in my experience is they leave a corporate world, and they start their business and leave all their corporate skills behind. So they used to manage people, manage processes, create processes, whether it was sales, marketing, whatever they did, that empowered state for themselves, they leave behind and go into this world of business thinking they don't know what they're doing, they don't know how to do it, feel very lost, stay quite lonely, and don't actually reach out for help because they don't know what help is available. And then in my experience, what they tend to do is they find an online program that's a group program. They try and go along that fit one size fits all, and they don't then get anything achieved as well. So they're spending their time looking for solutions in the wrong places with the wrong people that are probably not right for them in the first place. So and then also sticking with processes they create at the beginning. So as they scale and they get bigger, they keep the, you know, their old spreadsheets or their old processes of measuring things or not measuring things. So they stay with the mindset of a small business rather than scaling their mindset for the next stage of where they're going. So, you know, you have to sort your mindset out for where you're going, not for where you've been or where you are now. Otherwise, you're never going to get there. Your belief system needs to be upgraded too. So that's the kind of work I do.
Wow. And that is so true. Like you said, we start with those systems and they're really great. But then, like, as we grow, it's like we're still holding to those things and we really need to, you know, think bigger. And do big.
We do. It's so, the same as moving into a new house and just taking the little bits of old furniture that you have and not actually growing and expanding into that house, or having loads of mess in one house and moving it to the other and then keeping that mess in the same place, which I know is your kind of your bag, as it were.
So when working with people and women and men as well, and you want to kind of help them grow, what are like a couple things that maybe you do with them and help us grow to that next level, and, you know, kind of let go. And that's what it is letting go of the old habits, the old mindsets, and to begin to receive what we need in order to, you know, have that business that we want.
So that's exactly what you're saying. You need to let go. You have to break rapport with where you are and where you've been, that be the old fears, the old behaviors, the old thought patterns, so that you can move forward. So I'm an NLP master trainer and practitioner. So I'm a master coach. So I train coaches all over the world. And what I would tend to say to you is the best thing that your listeners can do is to actually future pace. So actually imagine yourself at the end of the year succeeding and achieving with the things that you absolutely know you have to have. And actually really bring that version of yourself alive in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, every way. You know, what she sounds like or he sounds like, what they've achieved, what it looks like, the difference it makes to life, having additional income or additional feelings of success, or the difference it makes to family or holidays or leisure time, whatever that is, whatever the goal is, really bring it to life as if you are already. So we call it act as if in NLP. It's a presupposition. So if you're acting as if your unconscious doesn't know the difference between reality and your dream state, so bring the dream alive. And what tends to happen is you can then, from that positioning of, you know, December the 31st or whenever you kind of want to do your review for your business, I want you from that dream state to look back and work out the steps you absolutely had to take each day in your day routine to make sure you got there. So if you have to let go of watching TV or Netflix or whatever it is that you're doing that is stopping your results or stopping your success, then you need to stop that. So it's almost like the advanced version of yourself at the end of the year that knows the result, knows also the steps. So this is how you can kind of get your mindset to work with you rather than you having to bully yourself into doing things. That is my suggestion.
That is a good listeners. I hope you write it down. And of course, you can always listen to it over and over again. Of course, you can, you know, connect with Vivian. But that is so good because as you were talking, I was thinking about myself and I just really am at a place, you know, I'm getting older, but I'm also really walking into what I've always wanted to do is more speaking and more workshops. And with that, as you know, it's the whole image thing. So I decided, you know, I'm going to go in my closet and I'm going to get rid of everything that doesn't necessarily fit where I'm going to.
Yes.
You know, so, and it's the same thing. So thank you, Vivian.
So I'm about to do the same. I wish you were in the UK. My closet is absolutely stuffed full of clothes in wrong size, wrong colors for me. Because, you know, as you say, as you have more success in business, you portray a different brand. You represent your brand mainly. So, yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, absolutely.
So in all that you do, Vivian, what are some things that you do that maybe help you stay organized in your day, your week, or just in your life?
Well, talking about wardrobe, Mark Zuckerberg, as we all know, wears the same t-shirt, same colors. I kind of have a uniform. I'm the same. So it's a bit boring. Like, so anytime I'm online in any way, which you can't see because we're obviously on the phone, I'm always wearing a black top because that way people are watching me and not watching what I'm wearing. So it makes getting dressed in the morning really easy. I know what I'm doing and what to wear. And a lot of my life is really pre-organized, the basic day-to-day stuff. I know exactly where everything is. I'm not one of these that's move everything. So there's a lot of structure. And also I have what I call two brains. So I have my own brain, which is working obviously day to day. And then I have a system that I use that is what everything else goes into. And that is how I run my life. So it sends me reminders. There's all my think tank kind of stuff. There's all my to-dos and deadlines. So it kind of runs my schedule. So once again, I don't have to think about it. It's telling me the information I've already programmed, which leaves my mind free for marketing and creative stuff and you know, designing programs and writing my book, which comes out next month. So I've got another six that I'm commissioned to write. So it gives me that creative space, because if I'm busy worrying about the process stuff, then I can't be creative. It's a different side of the brain. So that's how I keep organized.
So Vivian, you've given so many wonderful tips and strategies, and of course you got me excited because I hear you're coming out with a book next month. Yeah. So how can listeners get in contact with you and of course maybe learn more about your book?
Okay, well, there's lots of different ways. I have Facebook groups, and of course, if you put in Vivienne, so V-I-V-I-E-N-N-E, Joy, I'm all over social media. And my business is the She Enjoys Business Movement. So She-Enjoys, so you can find the Facebook group. It's free. There's about 1,200 business women in there, all supporting and enjoying each other's company and networking in there. My book is called The Mindset for Business. So getting your mindset for business, for the business you want. So it's from people that are starting up, are kind of stuck or scaling, because at every stage of that, the mindset needs to shift. So the mindsetforbusiness.co.uk is the website. And I have some self-coaching cards that go with that program as well. There's also a boot camp that is live with me online every week that goes with that program. So lots of different ways that your listeners can get in touch and get what they need. Because if they're not enjoying it and they're not having the success, then there's not really much point. They may as well go and get a job. That's my kind of theory on it. And thank you for the opportunity to talk about it. It's exciting. And I don't know if you've written a book, but my God, the scariest thing I've ever done, and I'm really brave, but it's scary committing your own thoughts and feelings to a book. Really scary. So I've had to get out of my own way with it, but I'm finally there. 3 years.
So listeners, as you know, with all my guests, you will have a direct link to their website so you can connect with them. You can get her book. You can join her Facebook group and just really learn how to really, one, embrace being a business owner, but then take it to the next level. So Vivian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Janet. It's been a joy. Thank you.
So what was your takeaway with that interview with Vivian? I know for me, the takeaway was really sometimes we need to let go of those old processes and systems that we use when we started something. And we need to change and do something new because we're at a different place. We've got different experience. We're on a different level and we're going in a different direction. That happened to me. This was a summer. This past summer was a summer of dramatic transformation. I literally changed, of course, the platform I'm on for this podcast. I redid my website. I'm in the process of fine-tuning the Janet M. Taylor website and just doing things differently. So really, if you want to go from one level to the next, listen to this podcast over and connect with Vivian. So now I want to share a few strategies in my Taylor's Tip Time to help you be more organized for your business in this fourth quarter. Number one, have a plan. I know a lot of business people don't like that ideal of a business plan, but you need to have a plan so you'll know where you're going, what you need to work towards, what you need to focus on. Also, it's good to have some advisors and just really some people who will not only maybe critique when you redo a website or you want to do a branding or you want to come up with an ideal and you think it's the best thing, and you need to sometimes have a little bit of input because, yes, it may be a great idea, but maybe you just need a little insight. Number three, get some experts, legal and financial. You know, when you want to really, everybody wants to be a millionaire. Well, when you get to that level, you need to have some good legal advice so you know how to write your contracts, how to write your agreements, but you also need to know how to manage the money as well. Of course, number four is my favorite, get organized. You need to have systems in place. Now, the systems you started when you were starting out need to change. You need to revise. You need to maybe incorporate some more technology and different types of platforms in order to keep you on target of where you want to go. And of course, number five, you got to believe in yourself. There's no reason in doing what you do if you don't believe that you can do it and you can achieve it. So those are my Taylor's Tip Time for this week. Well, maybe you are at a place where you want to get organized. You've decided you want to organize your space and your life. And you really kind of have an idea of how to do it, but you just need some strategies, some timelines, some resources, some information. Well, check out my Get My Life Totally Organized group. It is a wonderful group of women only. And really, it's a community. It's a safe place where you can share your challenges, how you feel, in regards to trying and working on getting organized, and you have access to me. And it is a wonderful group where you share your I share personal strategies, and I mean personal. Somebody recently sent me a private message on Facebook, one of my members, and basically she said, Janet, here's a picture of my closet. I need help. And I actually did a video, because a lot of times video and me saying is a lot more, helps a lot more than me just trying to type everything out. And I let her know. And sometimes that's all you need. You know you need to get organized. You know you need to purge things. But sometimes it's getting that other eye. So check it out. I give product reviews. I give strategies. I come on as often as I can just to share how people can be on that journey to live an organized life. Of course, the first month is $1, and it gives you an opportunity to see if this is for you. And then after that, it's $7 a month. And maybe you need to get organized, but you need some personal assistance. And maybe you're like, Janet, I'm in California. Janet, I'm in Wisconsin. Janet, I'm in the UK. Well, I can help you, because with the wonderful benefits of technology, all I have to do is see your space. And if I see your space, I can tell you how to organize your space. I can give you strategies. I will be that person on your shoulder, tapping you, letting you know this is how you get from A to B, from B to C, from cluttered to clear. So check out and, you know, connect with me. We can have a 15-minute conversation on your project, on what you want to get organized, and see if we will be a good fit in working together. So make sure you visit janetmtaylor.com. And now I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everybody who's been liking me, who's been following me, who's been retweeting, who's been sharing everything that I post on social media. Thank you so much. And of course, I want you to take a look at my Pinterest page, specifically my Pinterest board on office organizing, because we're talking about organizing our business. And part of that is making sure you have an organized office. So check that out. Well, it's the beginning of a week, and tomorrow is Tuesday, and you know what that is? Toss It Tuesday. And I want you to get rid of all the promotional materials, the business cards, the flyers, the postcards, the banners that have incorrect contact information, whether it's a website, whether it's a phone number, whether it's an email. Let it go. Get new information. You always want to have information that has the correct contact information. My app suggestion for this week is Trello, because that helps you organize all the projects you're managing. My product suggestion is a 3-tray upright desktop file. And not only it has 3 trays, but it also has a place where you can put file folders. So that will help you keep all that information. Maybe it's your bills, your accounts payables that you have to stay on top of. Maybe it's a contract that needs a signature on it, et cetera. So that is a great way to keep all that information organized and accessible, but it's not all over your desk. Then, of course, my repurpose suggestion is taking things that, you know, souvenirs. Maybe I have a small chest, as I shared with you before, and I put paper clips in it. I have a glass jar that's really like a candy jar that was given to me at one of the speaking engagements. I put those big fat clips in. So those are just some ways to repurpose the things that you may love and may want to have in your workspace, and you can repurpose them. My book selection for this week is How to Make a Peanut Butter and Jelly Sandwich, and it's How to Accomplish Anything in Your Business and Your Life. And my quote for the week is just do it. Just do it. Whatever it is, just do it. Well, I'm excited because our upcoming episodes are going to be talking about the next chapter. I know a lot of people who are my age who are either thinking about retirement or, unfortunately, they're getting downsized. So how to navigate that and be more organized. Then, of course, how to organize our virtual lives. We've got desktops. We've got laptops. We've got tablets. We've got cell phones. How to organize all that digital stuff that we have to keep. And, of course, organizing with ADHD. And don't forget, make sure you register for part 2 of the estate planning workshop is how to have a conversation with your parents, how to make sure that they have their estate in order. They may already have it in order, but they may have it all over the house. So just having that organized as well. Of course, I want to thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and be sure to share it with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. Visit me on my website at janetmtaylor.com. And until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week.
Organization is the quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.